The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
It's time to turn attention to your car care segment, brought to you with the kind compliments of Auto Insure 868 and Air Support Tactical. As per usual, my co-host and colleague on the car care segment, Dirk Barnes, is in the building. Dirk, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Good morning to all the listeners of Freedom 106 this morning.
Double D's on your radio at this time. And I hope you have an exciting story. I would love for you to share something. Only lock up anybody in the last week. You know, tell me something now. Share one story, self now.
Well, I'll give you one story, but this is not so much of a recovery story. This is a situation, you know, we talk about the background checks.
Yes.
Right. So we're in the middle of some expansion right now, moving up. As I mentioned, I'm moving to a new building in a few weeks. And of course, you know, if you have expanded, you have to take on some additional staff. So it's a good time to start hiring. We had a candidate, I don't know what he was thinking or if he doesn't follow the show, sent in an application, partial first interview, had an extensive background as a technician, reached a second interview, and, you know, this is where we make sure we have a face-to-face and there's a chance I could get to read body language and ask some pertinent questions. Only to discover during the questions that he was very apprehensive to answer about his interactions with the Trinidad Tobago Police Service. So that raised some questions with me, some concerns. I told him, I was like, well, you know, we'll have to look into certain things before we proceed. And when we did our background checks, we recognized that this young man, who, by the way, is under 25, sits down with a conviction for motor vehicle larceny and possession of stolen vehicles and trying to apply to Air Support Tactical. So you see what I told you in the past, you have to be very careful in this market. Now, his resume is so impressive as a technician. He can talk the talk, you understand? So I don't know other organizations might have hired him. In fact, he worked for a couple companies, not only the larger reputable ones, but he worked for companies that installed GPS tracking devices in the past and alarms based on his resume. So you see how careful you have to be in this particular industry?
I always look forward, and I know for the past 7 days you would have had some story that would have excited our listeners and share. Now, one might argue, Dirk, that in a situation like that, repatriation, rehabilitation, maybe he's a changed person. Can we take the chance to put somebody in that position to work with you or any GPS organization with a past like that, even if the person has been rehabilitated, they're no longer committing those crimes or in that field of criminality, if that is a thing?
Funny enough, I am a believer that people deserve a second chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I interviewed him and I spoke to him, I told him, you know, we'd have to look into these things. You see, when the Trinidad Tobago Police Service get back to us and they say, they use these words, known to the police. See those words? Those words suggest to me that he's on their radar and continues to be on their radar. So once that happens, I am apprehensive because I have customers to protect. And remember, I am not just putting a GPS in your car. We are managing information, personal information, the places that you frequent, the church that you go to, your medical, if it is you go into the hospital often, all of these things come to a server. And we have a right to protect that data. And he might not, himself might be involved in stealing vehicles. But being exposed as a technician, he could, you know, pass that information on to other elements and it might never trace back to him. I just cannot take that chance with my customers.
And I want to thank you for your due diligence and thank you for expressing that again. So you see, persons, now it's not that we don't want to rehabilitate you, but maybe that line of work is not for you at this time or anymore. You would have breached all trust where that is concerned and we can't take the chance. Now, it doesn't mean that somebody unknown to police can't pass information, but we cannot hang here if we don't know, right? We can't be rich here if there's nothing, no evidence to support it. But known to police means that you would have been on that radar for quite some time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, but where he is employed currently, probably the best place for him. He's not employed with a in cars and GPS and alarm systems, you know, so he probably would be able to rehabilitate there and use some of those technical skills. So don't feel sorry for the young man. You know, we don't, because we, as I say, we have to look at how we do our business and do it correctly. Our customers trust us. Now we have to make sure and maintain that trust.
But this is my wonder, what does hiring somebody have to do with a car care segment? With, because they believe that car care segments only deal with the upkeep of your car, the maintenance of your car. Do you know that the persons employed to track your vehicle, you would like to have them in a clean standing and a good upright citizen in the country? Because these are the, that is part of maintaining your car, because if you don't have your car.
Well, you know, we talk about car care, and let's look at car care. And so we deal specifically on this show with the security side of things. Security is not just a word. It's a whole set of processes that work within security. And one of those processes as well is making sure we have integrity. So we have to make sure the integrity of our staff, the integrity of our processes hold strong against all sorts of external and internal factors. So that way, when we provide security, we can say we're doing so holistically and we do it correctly and professionally. So therefore, customers themselves can walk away knowing that, hey, I have this level of protection, and it comes from people who are properly trained, properly vetted, with equipment that is modern, technology that is advanced. These are the things that customers want to hear. So the car care segment is going deeper and deeper into the areas that ensures that the clients themselves who become, or people who become clients of several GPS companies, or even my company, Air Support Tactical, will understand what is it looking for when they're shopping around.
I like that. Now, normally when you buy a car, again, we mentioned the insurance, they ask for specific things, and you have a garage, do you have a gate, you have an alarm system, you have a GPS in the car. They want to, you know, all these things help them to say, all right, you that car secure, we could give you insurance. Now, you mentioned last week that you will get insurance. You had to get insurance anyhow, you take it. That insure the vehicle, right? The bank will give you the mortgage. If the car is stolen, you still have to pay a mortgage. But then when they started to talk about warranties being voided, if you tamper with the factory construct of the vehicle, dealership construct, meaning that you tamper with any kind of wiring fixtures in the vehicle, then you void your warranty. Is that fact or fiction?
Complete fiction. Now, that's a real controversial question you asked me there, but I'm glad you asked, because up to recently, I've been doing some extensive research on this. Now, just to continue and put some things in context for your listeners, I have a master's in law, a master's of law, right? I am also, one of my colleagues as well, who's here, is also an attorney. And we have sat down and we have looked at these so-called claims that a dealership can just tell someone, if you install a GPS tracking and you could void a warranty. Well, they're in for a rude awakening one of these days, because somebody will again take them to court and a dealership would again lose. There are several cases that have been tried in Trinidad and Tobago on warranty matters with claims such as these, and they have lost. Trinidad and Tobago, when, you know, a lot of customers come to us and they talk about the Consumer Act and stuff like that, and I realize some of them haven't read the Consumer Act. Well, what they don't realize as well is also have a Sale of Goods Act, and it also has an Unfair Contract Terms Act. All of these things protects not just the consumer, but also the seller. But in the case of, you know, just voiding a warranty, I want to put some things in the context. A lot of people may not know this, but your paint job on your car when you buy your vehicle is under warranty. If you start to see rust spots within a particular amount of time, you can go back to the dealership and say, hey, I'm under warranty, but look, these rust spots are coming up. Now, if the dealership finds out that you install a GPS tracking device, is he going to say, well, we're not fixing that, your warranty voided? Make it make sense. There are processes, and these things are laid out in cases in court that says that that there is a process of how these things should be dealt with. And making these blanket statements is just there as the proverbial warranty boogeyman to frighten people into going to their friends who sell GPS tracking devices to have it installed by them.
Good morning again, Trinidad and Tobago. 25 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. We are in your car care segment, brought to you with the kind compliments of Auto Insurance 868 Agency and Air Support Tactical Security Limited. My co-host, Dirk Barnes, is in the building, and we're chatting about the security warranties on vehicles from dealerships that install GPS systems. Now, Dirk, if the thing is, it's against the law, there has been a legal precedent set where dealership would have lost. Because you made a very good point, eh? Why would my warranty be voided for a paint infraction, which is the bodywork, if I installed a GPS into my vehicle to ensure that my vehicle, I can track it, or if my vehicle stays with me, it have a security monitoring system? If the laws are there, why would dealerships still take a chance, to, given that a judicial precedent is already set, to still come out and tell customers they can't do that?
Well, that's the thing, and that and all confuses me, because some of these larger dealerships have a legal department who should be advising them accordingly. But to make such a claim, I'll use one dealership for example. I have an employee who purchased a vehicle, and while I was looking at all of these things, I decided to ask her, can I see your warranty? So in all of the documents that she received, the warranty was written in the booklet. So I examined the booklet itself, and the warranty made no mention of GPS tracking devices. So, and that same dealership was telling her, you would void your warranty. So the first question I want to know is, what warranty are they referring to? Is it a dealership warranty or manufacturer's warranty? And where is that document? I just think they use this term to frighten people. Because I will say that there are some dealerships that have been hurt by installers who do negligent work. But you cannot jump to the conclusion, and that is also written in law. If it is you buy a vehicle or somebody delivers a vehicle to a purchaser, the purchaser puts in a GPS and then the car gets some kind of a fault, the chronology of events does not mean that because the vehicle now has a defect, the cause of it was a GPS tracking device. It could be something else. We have had issues. We all know of somebody who bought a brand new vehicle, did absolutely nothing, and had to take it back into the dealership with a defect. So it is okay to think that even though you put in a GPS, it may not have caused the issue. Now, if the GPS did cause the issue, which in court cases that have been argued, the legal burden is going to be on the claimant, the person who is trying to say, listen, my warranty, I am supposed to void this warranty. If that person recognizes that they need to make that case in court, that this warranty should be voided, then here's what you have to prove to the court, that you got an expert, right, to look at what the defect was, and there must be documentation, there must be photographs, analysis, scan reports, all these different things that you present to court. So if the court is saying you have to provide evidence to the court, you can't just say warranty voided and never even looked at the car. That's just not possible. So people who are coming to those kind of conclusions clearly have not sought any sort of legal advice and making these particular claims, which in certain cases, because you have Hoyt versus Toyota Trinidad and Tobago, you have some other things as well, other cases where you would recognize that there were warranty issues, and those issues weren't met in the favor of the claimant. So these are things that people have to start to get aware of, especially dealerships, and understand. You cannot just say you avoid a warranty. There are other remedies that you can examine.
Now, when we look at installing a GPS system without giving away your secrets and what you do and that kind of thing, how much of the manufacturer's installation do you have to interfere with? Like the brain box, the electricals, you know? Do you have to cut wires? I don't want you to give away the secrets, but...
I would speak to Air Support Tactical and its installers, its certified installers, mind you, because they are trained and certified. We, and I'll say this simply, do not cut any wires in anybody's vehicle. We also do not interface with anything on the canvas, none of the computers. If it's a wireless system, there is absolutely no interface with the vehicle. But then you have other options of different types of systems. And we build our own plug-and-play harnesses, and we go straight to where power source exists. and the power source exists beyond the electronics, and it, because the whole car is electrical. In fact, the body of the car is the negative pole. So once we get power to our devices work. And our tech, that's why our wired installations could take up to 90 minutes or 2 hours, because of the amount of work we have to make sure we could avoid all of those particular systems. We have seen some vehicles come from roll-on-roll-off dealerships when people are doing migrations onto our system. The same dealerships who send people across by their friends and things. And when we look at these installations, we have seen where it's connected to the ignition system, and the ignition system now is CAN bus on some of these push-button start vehicles. We have seen devices drop out of our feet, and the device mark GPS tracking on a sticker, the side of it, they didn't have the common sense to remove the sticker. And when we look at these things, even insulation, you have technicians outside here who wrapping wire around bolts and then tapping it into the chassis. You know, nothing is insulated, nothing is heat shrink wrap, nothing, not even a protection of the harness itself to prevent it from rubbing against the chassis and grounding off. These are the kind of things that we see coming to us that sometimes we have to sit down and repair. Up to, I think, weekend, we had a lady who came in, I had to tell her, listen, because of what we saw, we have to do over this entire insulation. It wasn't our insulation to begin with. You know, so these are the kind of things that are happening outside there. And customers are not aware of it, but I understand why some of the dealerships would be apprehensive. But making blank statements that is not lawful, that you will lose in court, makes absolutely no sense. The remedies that you will have to use is going through a thorough investigation. If you believe that a GPS tracking device has caused problems to a vehicle that the customers complain about during its warranty period, then prove it to the customer and document it. And then at that point in time, you don't void the entire warranty, you void the claim for the repair, which means that the vehicle is still under warranty, you know. But that particular component that might have been damaged by the insulation, whether through negligence that you could prove, the claimant,
the claimant is the owner who making the claim.
No. We know you talk, well, right, the person who making the claim, I want to call him the claimant, because in the eyes of the court, the claimant is going to be it could be either way, depending on who came,
right.
But the purchaser, the owner of the vehicle, mm-hmm. they're the ones who are going to have to pay for the repair. Now, the owner might say, but that is unfair, and it is unfair. So then the owner's remedy is to go back to the installer who did the installation and tell him, hey, look at this report, look at what went on across here, you have to pay me back for the repair. That is how it's done. Your warranty is still intact. And the person who takes responsibility is the person who made the mistake or conducted the negligence, and how that is presented to them in proof. Not just, I pick up the phone, hey, my car not starting this morning. You install a GPS? Yes. Well, the problem is the GPS, you've already voided. It doesn't work that way in the real legal world.
So then,
and customers should not be afraid to take this take these dealerships to task.
So then, do you get a warranty or a guarantee on GPS installations, especially coming from Air Support Tactical Security Limited? And if so, how does that warranty look? What is the guarantee that a customer can get?
Well, first, let's deal with the warranties. We could only offer warranties not on the installation. We could offer warranties on our system. Our warranty is a repair, replace, or refund. All right? If it is that we cannot repair it and we cannot replace it, which I have never seen happen, we would refund you. And I will come back to some refund myths in a little while. As it relates to the installation, if any installation causes a damage to a customer vehicle, I personally would stand the cost of that particular repair. All right. Now, luckily, I would not have to do that. But why I could say that, even though some of these vehicles are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, because I pay for insurance for that very, very position. If anything should happen, I have insurance. That is why we have liability insurance. When I recognize that these cars will be, when I first started off, the cars that we were dealing with was 20 and 30,000. These cars, most of the cars were coming at the point in time, because that's what people could have afforded 15 years ago, was roll off $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. Now we've seen cars coming to us as $1 million, $2 million. We have Porsche, Range Rovers, Prados, all kind of things coming across here that are expensive vehicles. I don't want to mess up all those vehicles and have to take money out of my pocket, because I am not the one now doing this. So these technicians, even though they're there trained and they have a very close, a very tight position to operate within, right? I am still not there. A mistake can be made. So in the event that a mistake is made, we have insurance, we have the resources to be able to cover the cost of repair if it has to go back to the dealership. I've not had a warranty infringement in 15 years. My entire existence, I've not had a warranty infringement. I'm knocking on wood now because I don't want to have any in the future. All right? But we have a backup plan for that. So to say that if you want to use the word guarantee that we're going to make sure that we take care of your vehicle. Warranty is repair, replace, and refund. And that's what I want to come to as well. Consumers. Right. When you are purchasing a GPS tracking device, you're not entitled to a refund because you change your mind. You want to jump to another company. We have had people coming to us and telling us things like that. Once you reach into the point of you have made a decision by some other company, and then you see our ad and you want to run across to us, you cannot just start a conversation with us and tell us, well, I'm trying to get a refund from them. They are not entitled to give you a refund and vice versa if people come to us. Because once you enter into a contract, a sale, that is a contract. And the Consumer Protection Act protects not just you, the consumer, but it also protects the seller and as well as the Sale of Goods Act. So be very mindful that you can't just change your mind and say you want a refund. It does not work like that. This is not the United States of America.
Outside of that, let's talk a bit about vehicles that find themselves in RTAs. The vehicle write-off, but there's installation, there's GPS tracking device in the vehicle, insurance refused to repair it, that vehicle, the cost of repair is too much, so that's why they write off the vehicle. They probably pay less than the vehicle worth. You know the drill. What happens then with the contractual arrangement with the GPS company and this vehicle? Because the device is then the vehicle still, according to where it's located or where the impact took place. What does Air Support Tactical do in instances like this?
If we can't retrieve the actual device to hold it for the customer when they come with another vehicle to protect that vehicle, then we'll have no choice but to decommission the device. Now, that customer will maintain their time on the system, but when they come back, they will actually have to pay a more discounted rate just to get the device itself from us. And then they put a new device in the vehicle and then they continue their service. So we have had instances like that already. But in most cases, I can't think of any case other than one car that actually that was set a fire, mind you. That was a domestic thing and the person had burned down the car that we wasn't able to retrieve the GPS. In most cases, we have been able to retrieve the device. It took some doing. But once we get a hold of the device and the SIM card is the important thing for us, surely and truly, because the SIM card is something that we have to decommission if it is we don't plan to use it. It could normally be taken and used in another vehicle.
So the police usually cooperate with you guys coming in after, how long after investigation? Because the car write-off, the RTA happened, and this is taking a period of investigating, and they allow you to come in with your techs and, go through the mangle wreck to retrieve this device?
I can't recall of any time that we have gone through the police. Most of the times it's the car is held by an insurance company or something like that. But to say there was any police yard, I don't think we ever had to go in to retrieve a device in a police station or anything like that.
As we're talking car care maintenance and GPSs and all these different things, I have to ask, in the event, I mean, you are very learned in this area. I hope you can share some insight. In the event that a car is written off by the insurance agency, all right, with the claim and what have you, who gets to keep the wreck? I am of the view that if the insurance say, listen, we'll pay you off for the car was valued at 75,000, it got in the accident, we pay you 75,000, they take the wreck. Or is it that the customer could keep the wreck? I've heard instances where the car, the gain is 75,000, but if you take 50, you can get to keep your wreck. We can still salvage parts and do different things, How does that work? What is the legality where that is concerned?
Well, from my personal experience, I had a scenario where I was involved in an RTA. A guy had broke a light and ran to my car, and my car was written off. I dealt with Maritime at the point in time. It was years ago, so we're talking about 20, 30 years ago. And Maritime would have paid me, would have kept the wreck, and Maritime would have paid me the balance. So they had the rec estimated at a certain amount, whatever my insured amount was. I got the balance of that, which, strange enough, got me to repair the vehicle, and the car was fine, and I sold the car and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of people do that. But in some cases where the rec has no value, and probably has, and his recommendation is to take it and put it into parts to get some value from it, the insurance company may very well keep the rec, pay you what they need to pay you in terms of your coverage. And most times it goes to paying off a loan or something. And then they would hand that vehicle over to a scrapyard or a garage, and then they do what it is they, you know, they could do. And sometimes those wrecks are sent to auction, and some of these garages would scrap it down to parts. I've even seen some of these garages find a way to put these cars back on the road. Now, from what I understand, licensing division, if they get involved, they could actually say that this car is going to be demustered from the licensing. So they will basically take back the number, and that car cannot go back onto the registry. So if that vehicle is deregistered, really and truly, and that is a conversation that has to happen between the insurance company and licensing. Once that happens, it makes no sense trying to repair that car, fix that car. It really is just pull it apart and sell off the parts, whatever salvageable parts they are. So there are different methods that take place depending on the severity, depending on your policy, depending on the insurance company and how they manage risk. So there's no one fast rule, but there are instances where different companies and different situations will take different courses of action.
I can understand that, because if that car is damaged beyond repair and you attempt to bring it back in the sense of joining the chassis and those kind of things, I mean, if it broke once while it was under manufacturer's, you know.
Yeah, that would definitely be a safety issue.
That, I believe, the decommissioning would be a safety issue, yeah, because, I mean, you welding it back together and fabricating it back together could pose a very real and possible threat for a future road traffic accident on the road. You know, Of course, as we get set to wrap this interview here this morning, or this segment, I don't want to say interview because it's no longer an interview. It's a staple on the morning show. As it relates to the GPS, and again, I want to reiterate the point of voided warranties. If you can just reiterate some of those highlights this morning for our listening audience. Somebody just asked me if I could revisit it, so I'll ask Duke to revisit it this morning. Just to share with you again, just before we wrap now, if the dealership comes with you with that, how you could handle it, how you should handle it.
Firstly, an entire warranty cannot be voided because of an installation of a GPS tracking device. There's no, once you enter into a purchase with a dealership, you have entered into a contract with them. The warranty is part of that contract, so they cannot come and change that contract or the terms of that contract just like that. They can't do it, and they can't provide a condition. And also, if you consider the fact that a GPS and different providers, these are commercial items, they cannot make a statement like that, because even the people who are involved in GPS could probably sort of seek some redress in courts for any company that says something like that. Now, that doesn't stand to say that a mistake could be made and that there are remedies that the dealerships themselves can't exercise. If it is that there is you took your car to someone and they did some sort of foolishness and they caused a problem with your car, and you go back to the dealership and the dealership identifies it, records it, makes sure they document it, and they could prove that it was really through data and through analysis and investigation that the problem that you have that is existing is as a result of the installation, they can deny your claim, right, under the warranty, right, for that particular repair, which means that you, the customer, will have to pay for that repair, but it's not over for you. You can still exercise some degree of redress by the person who made a mistake with that data that they would have provided. And in law, in Trinidad and Tobago, they are required to provide any information that suggests that a defect would have taken place and a repair needs to be done. They have to provide proof of that. I'm talking about the dealer here now. So you will have that proof. You can take that proof to the person who made a mistake, and then they will have to reimburse you. If they don't, you can go before the courts and get your reimbursement. So generally speaking, the dealerships themselves are operating with this blanket statement, and this statement is not guided by their legal departments. It's clear it's not, they're getting no guidance. And you could also ask them to see the warranty, because, I mean, I've purchased vehicles recently and I've examined my warranties, and it makes no mention of GPS tracking devices and stuff like that. It talks about aftermarket, and it speaks about aftermarket. If an aftermarket device causes an infringement on the vehicle, that is going to affect your claim in that particular instance. So to wrap it up, you cannot install a GPS and then go in for a paint infringement or something wrong with your transmission, and they say, well, hey, you have a GPS, so we're not repainting your car, or we're not repairing your transmission, you will have to pay for that. It cannot work that way. It has to make sense. And I'm hoping that the dealerships, especially in your roll-on, roll-off side of things, listen to what I'm saying, because you do have remedies, right? But those remedies require that you prove that whatever defect was a cause of the GPS device. And by the way, the court is going to want to also see the expertise of the person who is signing that report. It can't just be somebody who works in your service department. If it is that you and the purchaser do not agree on that particular report, both of you will have to find some common person who that you would allow to do the, and it has to be agreement between the two of you, some common expert who will come and examine and make a determination, and then that report is what's going to be used on the basis of that dispute. So if you don't believe me, for all you guys who don't believe me, go contact your attorneys, let your attorneys look at it. You can message me at Air Support Tactical. I will send you the paper that we have done, and you can examine it, and you can see for yourself. But the fact of the matter is, the law is there. It protects both entities, and this voiding of warranties is just like that, is not lawful. That's all I'll wrap up with that.
I thank you very much, Dirk. I look forward to another exciting edition of Car Care Segment in the not-too-distant future. Well, next week, Wednesday. Godspeed your life. Dirk, thank you very much, and I hope I have a story from you, the master storyteller in the world.
Well, I hope, and I don't. I like it to be quiet.
Well, that's a story, too. It's quiet. Right. That's a story, too. Thank you very much, Dirk, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.